What are friends for? Friends are for celebrating the magical unicorn humans of the LGBTQIA plus community. Welcome to WAF Live Pride Edition. I'm Pallavi Sastry.
And I am Pallavi's queer best friend, Brandon. And I'm the queer best friend of the queer best friend that honestly just walked into this queer Zoom to get a queer glass of water, Matt.
And we're the Homo Sapien Experience.
We've been planning this for such a long time.
It's finally here, baby.
It's here.
It's time. We've been longtime listeners.
First time caller.
Huge fan. Starstruck. Love the whole thing. Love the look. Love the lip. Love the lip.
Well, okay. So fun fact, this lip, I chose it just for you because you're sort of new to the WAF Live experience. Mm-hmm, I can tell you that like one of my things on the show is to like find, so I have quite the lip collection, right? Uh-huh. So I get a lip color that has a name that matches the vibe of the episode. And so this lip is just for you. It's called Boy Trouble.
Okay. Yes. Now I want to show you my lip, which is Rihanna's favorite color in her Fenty line, and it's for you, and it's called Matte Mademoiselle.
Wow.
Yes!
And I want to show you that this, I do have an upper lip, and you can barely see it, but it's there. And there it is, everyone.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that. But I'm so glad to have you here. And for all of you in the chat box, if you are new to What Are Friends For, thanks for coming. Where have you been? And there's just so much to be grateful for. We're coming out of a pandemic in some ways.
I appreciate coming out.
Yes, exactly.
And then, you know, What Are Friends For? We're not just a live show, guys. We're actually a podcast. We're a vodcast. And what we do is we dive deep into the joyful, meaningful, and sometimes uncomfortable conversations about platonic love. And why do we do that? Well, because we believe that those vulnerable conversations with our people, with our community, is what the clear path is to a less polarized and more empathetic society.
Yes. And we are fans of Super Soul Sunday. Here we are. Literally, that's what I feel like. I literally feel like.
I feel
are
it.
We had, are we having a red chair conversation right
is,
now?
This is red table talk. I am. Are you about to heal right now?
Yes, I feel like I'm healing already.
Listen, I will take those comps and I will raise you one. All right. But here we go. Okay. So speaking of the show, though, Brandon has been on the show before. He's one of our first guests last year.
Wow.
And we've been very good friends for a very long time. And I'm so glad that like we've made this meeting happen so that Matt and I can be obsessed with each other.
Yes.
And Brandon doesn't always have to come. So.
Literally. It's like, Thank you. It's my worst fear, but it's also my proudest accomplishment.
But I'm going to put you on the spot for a second.
Okay.
What Pride Month episode of What Are Friends For have you loved so far?
What's her name?
Priyanka!
Priyanka.
I just love Priyanka so much. She was so much fun. So much fun. And then her closet, just surrounded by like glam.
Literally like her winning dress was behind her on Drag Race.
Yes. And also like when I just like remember watching that together, like in the darkest of times, like full pandemic just mode, like, full lockdown, and like just screaming at the TV because she was like one of those queens that you're like rooting for because
you're
like, we are all her.
When she fell,
you fell with her. And when she succeeded,
she was also
it was
like
a win for all
herself
of us.
The entire time.
Yes. Yeah.
Herself the entire time.
Yeah.
She wasn't like trying to get like viewer. She wasn't trying to get a story arc. Like literally, she was just herself, and who she is this like fabulous queen who says what's her name all the time. Like we love her.
Love her.
Also a lipstick assassin.
Yeah, and she's such an open book, right? Like when we had her on the show, she was just like, no, I'm totally happy to talk about this. Cause like, you know, when you work, and we can all relate to this, is like when you work really hard and like you get to a certain place in your life or your career or whatever it is, and like you feel like you have to sort of explain yourself or like justify yourself. And so she really talked about that like journey with her friends.
Yes.
And I was so happy to hear all of that. Cause here's the thing, like, I mean, it's hard for us to like get vulnerable on shows mm-hmm. like this, you know, sure. It's like, she's not like our best friend now, she is, but like, you know, she wasn't at the time, she was new. But anyway, I just feel like we're, what we love about doing the show and the reason why we like to keep doing it is because people feel like they can do that here. Yeah. They can come in and talk about this stuff.
You absolutely give permission to people, for people to do that when you're on the show. It's just who you are as a friend, too.
I was going to say, that's a testament to that's you and just, the space you make.
Yeah, it's literally not, like, show aside, that's just who you are as a person, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when you met Matt, that's, like, you felt like, like, you're my sister, you were his sister. Like, that's how it felt.
We feel so comfortable, we're not wearing pants.
We're not wearing any pants.
Nothing besides the shirts. So...
That's oh my God. I can't wait for the reveal at the end. Okay. So, but okay. Queer BFFs. I also want to know, now that we've talked about what the show is and, you know, everybody here sort of has the lowdown, what kind of friendship tea would you want us to spill on the show? Like, what topics do you feel like we haven't hit that you would want to hear about?
I would like, traveling best friends.
Traveling, like, for sure. Like, going places. That we, like, we do road trips.
We love road trips.
Okay.
Like people who, like, travel the world together. Like, best friends who are great travelers together. Yes.
And
like,
being a good traveling duo is a whole different world.
It's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world.
Yeah. There are people I cannot travel with, but he is the first person I will call to travel with to a new location where we don't know where we're going.
We don't know where we're going. Yeah. And that was the most fun. It's like, just like walking into whatever and being like, hello, hi, we're here. Who's here?
Also,
who are you?
Like, that's like such a difference, like, between who we are too. Like I'm thinking about things I want to see are like best friend fashion, like shopping for Matt, like our journey together on fashion.
I mean, like he popped up on the Zoom today. I was like, are you wearing Brandon's shirt? Like,
this is everyone who's listening. He bought this shirt.
I did buy
this
it.
This is his shirt.
I GoFundMe is in store for the money I just
My Venmo spent. For my work that I did is at the Homo Sapiens Store. Literally, like, please.
The longest shopping, it was, what, 2 days ago? He took me shopping,
and
for
it wasn't
Pride.
Even that long, people.
It was like 5 hours. That's the longest.
It was like 1, 2, 5. That's nothing.
I want to say listen. I was born at Kmart. Yes. That is where I was. So the store where you can get your groceries, your toys, your school supplies.
He made it work, honey.
Cheap ass bedding.
Yeah, cheap ass bedding in a half hour, and you're done.
Born at Kmart,
and
honey.
You're done.
And also, like. Also, like, I love that, like, our best friendship is changing now, like, dating, and, like, I have a partner now.
Partner!
Yeah.
That's
also an interesting topic, too, that I think we'd love to hear.
Yeah, and, like,
We've sort of touched on that before, but that actually, like, reminds me of one of your sketches, your recent sketches that I love, that I think we should play for the folks at home. Right now.
Oh, we got multimedia.
Multimedia, everyone, look out.
All right.
So I think we should take a look at that. It's about dating and, like, when your friend starts dating. So Danny, I think you're up with that. I was cackling.
Okay. Oh my God. Yep. There we are.
Wow. I'm really having a great time on this date. Oh, do you mind if I use the restroom quick?
The lip bite.
Gotta bite a lip.
So you're on a date with my best friend. Name? Credit score? Sign? What are your intentions with my best friend?
Love to do
that. Okay. Hypothetical. Matt comes to you and he wants to wear sweatpants to a wedding. Do you A, burn all his sweatpants, or B, threaten to break up with him?
It's fiction. It's promise.
Sure.
You pass the first round. I'll see you after dessert.
So, what did I miss?
Love that. Oh, love a TikTok duet.
Love a TikTok duet.
I love it so much. Okay.
That's
gonna have to
too.
Be one of the ones that I maybe have to do at for
please.
You.
So. Please, when people duet it, it's the funniest thing. I don't know if you saw this. Somebody duetted and they had the same outfit as you, and they literally were like,
"Dun dun 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 dun." I'm dead. It's like the disrespect, but also. You go, girl. You go, bitch.
No kidding. Like, no kidding. I mean, it's commitment. You guys, like, also, I'm also, like, very there's a couple of things. Like I'm always in awe of the amount, the volume at which you guys put out really like meaningful content. And also I'm really proud of you. Like I'm really proud of you guys. And so I share you as much as possible. And I think it's like those things that you're hitting on, I feel like in the space that you're in, because you guys call yourself a queer space to love and laugh, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like anything that anybody might have like had some like trouble with, or like a thing that we're uncomfortable talking about, I feel like you guys just beautifully just like put it out there in a comedic fashion. And I want everyone to love you as much as I do.
Oh, all of me. That's the sweetest.
I
love you.
I know. And I don't really give compliments that either.
She doesn't. I can attest to that. Listen, she does not give compliments that often.
And I'm not going to lie. When you did start with the volume of the work, I thought you were talking about our screaming. I thought too much. You're like, it's very loud.
You're just like, the volume is just so much.
There was a comment on one of our videos that was like, wow, why so loud? It was so
I was like, we were both like...
No. What I'm trying to say is like, you guys touch on everything that is normal for everybody. So to me, it feels like you guys are making queer a normal thing.
Yeah. And I will say, like, especially with TikTok and like the duets, it's like the most beautiful to see who responds to it and who duets mm-hmm. with it, from like kids to queer people
to parents.
It's just like the coolest thing. And like I think what's also beautiful is it may be a queer space to laugh and love, but you don't necessarily have to identify as queer to feel loved and accepted in it. And that's I think the beautiful thing about queerness is, and like where we're going towards, right, is that like awesome, it's just honestly queer spaces are just beautiful loving spaces. Sure. So let's make every space queer.
It's also too it's like a lot of queer content, like we like to be left of center of a lot of queer content. Like a lot of things that we do aren't really like, we literally like to make fun of a lot of things, like to make fun of ourselves, because a lot of the times things within queer culture are so dramatic or so serious, right, and content is so. So I think we just like to touch on the ridiculous things that we do to each other and then just kind of go with that, you know?
You guys have, I mean, it's an organic following that you have, right? I think it's like, I think that's when you put out organic content like you do, and you just sort of like want to talk about what's at the top of mind, more mm-hmm. often than not, it's at the top of mind for a lot of people, right? It's like, there's all normal things. So I feel like that's part of how you guys have like built such a following. And honestly, like, I'm not on TikTok very much, but like, and I watch whatever you guys repost on Instagram. But like, when I did go over that, I was like, 500,000 people, what the... Like,
that's what we say.
We don't know how that happened. I guess like people are just like, they're just like, how'd you get that way? Like all these like funny TikToks you do. It's like, people, this is what we do to each other. Like,
right.
Matt hypes me up.
Literally.
And it's literally just us. It's who we've always been.
Literally what we did three times today before we even got here. Yeah. It's been crazy.
Like literally, he's like, you're okay. You're fine. Do you need anything? Work. You look great. I love that shirt. Like all before this live. Like,
listen though, if I were to be in any of your sketches, if I were to be thrown into your duo at all, I feel like it would just be a continuous rolling of the eye. And I don't know. I don't know that you guys would be able to save my ocular muscles from the spasming that would happen.
Hired, offer only.
Offer only to you.
Pay for the eye doctor. You are one of the best eye rollers that I've ever worked with. And honestly, we thrive. We live for an eye roll. A good cut to an eye roll.
Yeah, that's you. That's your track.
Take the air out of it.
We got you, baby.
The best.
Great. Call my agent. okay, but anyway, I want to include some more lovely people into our party right now. So we have some new subscribers who's joined for this show for this month, for Pride Month, for you guys. And of course, we love when new people join, because it's just honestly, like, A, they get a shit ton of content to watch, but B, they get to be part of this party and we get to love them. And now they're our new friends. So I'm going to have Matt and Brandon read off the names of new subscribers to the Patreon channel this month. And just before they do that, though, I do want to plug it and say, this show, if you're a subscriber on our show, it only costs $2 a month to come see these live shows every
Literally.
Month.
$2. You can even get coffee in New York for $2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get coffee most places now for $2.
I love it.
So Anyway, and like we said, we always give a portion of proceeds to a charity. And this year we've aligned with Broadway for Racial Justice. So not only are you going to get to watch great content and meet great people like Matt and Brandon, but you also get to give back to a great cause. So, all right. So these new subscribers this month, go for it, guys.
Okay. We have
Sade. I think it's Sade. Beautiful name. First of all,
two A's
and a D with an E and a T.
Like, yes. Like you're just so much. It's the perfect amount.
Honestly, that sounds like a star name.
That sounds like a name star we name. Won't forget.
We won't forget.
No. Lacey.
Oh my Lacey. God.
Hey, babe.
I used to work with the Lacey.
Oh my God.
She was iconic Lacey. And amazing.
I love Lacey. So glad you're here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Bianca.
Bianca. We know Bianca. Bianca. I hope Melina's here too. Oh Bianca. My gosh. We love you, Bianca. Oh my God. You're the best. You're the best.
Oh my God.
The best.
Serena.
Serena. Okay. Ooh. Serena gives me goddess
like,
vibes.
Yes. I was literally about to say that. Like on an island, like a chartreuse, goddess? Like goddess on an island.
It's really
like,
nice Cersei, that a goddess Serena. Came to the Zoom. That's amazing that a goddess knows.
Divya.
Oh, Divya. Yes.
I
oh my
wish,
God.
Like, I listen to my name like Brandon and I'm like,
Matt. You know how Brandon says my name?
I'm like, Matt.
That's
like Divya. That Divya, sounds
you
like
can't
poetry.
Say it without its poetry.
Leslie.
Leslie. We love Leslie. It has this portmanteau.
Oh my gosh. And we have
one last special one.
Last special
the most original name of them
the
all.
The most original name. Billy.
Billy.
We have a Billy.
And who's we Billy?
Billy. I think about a Billy and I'm just like, there's something about Billies that I love.
Something about Billy.
I just
want to
date that. Billy is my partner.
Okay. Well, we hope so, unless there's another Billy here.
Unless there's another Billy here, then don't tell my Billy, but let's talk.
Then other Billy.
I mean, well, honestly.
Other Billy, hi.
Hi. He also needs a Billy, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I hate you and I love you.
I love you all so much.
Yes, for sure. And also, congratulations to all the giveaway winners off of the Sapien Experience TikTok.
Yeah.
If you're here, thank you for being here and subscribe to the channel. You can watch this over and over again. And so, okay. So now we love to do like a great special thing also. Before we go into that next segment though, what I wanted to do, when we were talking about that Brooklyn sketch and we didn't do this earlier, but I sort of wanted you guys to also tell us, cause that was one of your first sketches, right? Mm-hmm. So what's like sort of the origin story behind that?
The
Homo sapien experience. How did all this happen?
Yeah, it was, I think, 2000 BC.
2000 BC.
We were in togas.
Yes,
I remember that.
I was trying to paint on the table.
You were painting,
and
I was building the first table that was, you know, where we used to sit, the first ever.
Yeah.
And I came up, and I was like, hi.
I think, well, we've just been best friends. Like, that's really what you see.
We've had a couple different iterations of things and we were like, we're gonna do this. But finally we were like, let's do some fun videos. So we'd like did a couple just like trying things out.
Yeah.
Then
we had this idea, this concept, and then we did some videos. I left because
we had
a
falling out like every good band.
Falling out. I was working. I was doing a lot of like regional work. So I kind of disappeared for a little bit. And
you were busy working, honey. You were booked and blessed.
B&B'd.
Yeah.
And so then, I started really getting into, like, video editing, and I bought a camera, and so we started making, like, some videos, and then it started actually, like, gaining some traction.
Yeah.
And then B would come back, we'd like film like one little video, then we'd be gone, and then we keep going. And so then like...
It was like a process. It was like, we really went through, like, every kind of stage with the Homo sapien. Like, you did a lot alone, I was away, and then we came back, and then we had these, like, we're always thinking of some new things to do. It's always, like, growing and learning, and, like...
And I would say for Brooklyn, during that time, it was, like, we did that video, like, I think, like, 2 years before we actually, or a year and a half before we actually posted it.
Yeah.
It was, like, the first one we ever did.
Together, like, we wrote together. Like,
1,000 ideas. It was super hot in this apartment, didn't have AC at the time, we were sweating, it took, like, 9 hours to do, mm-hmm. and then it took a year and a half to edit.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah, but that was, like, the cool thing about it, too, was,
like... Oh, it's, like, revisiting it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was so cool. It was just so cool to revisit that, and like we had a goal and we had a dream and then we did it. And and that's where it stemmed from, that the like our Brooklyn video, like.
And we still feel the same way about Brooklyn.
We still feel the same. It hasn't
changed. Me too, boo-boo. I was a Queens girl when I was there. Oh, and I was God. If I had friends that lived in Brooklyn, I'll be like, so I guess we're not friends anymore.
Literally. It was the end of a friendship. Say, well, this was nice. Maybe I'll see you in Midtown.
Literally, I went on a date with someone in Brooklyn off the G train. And I was like, I showed up and I was like, you know, this isn't going to work, girl. I couldn't. He thought the same thing. He was like, no, not at all.
Not at all.
No, but. Oh my gosh. But like, honestly, like I think like the fact that you guys have been able to pull this off also like in New York, because like, listen, like this is what I explained to all the LA people is like living in New York is a hustle, let alone creating in New York, which is why the most epic creators come out of fucking New York City.
Hell yes.
It's a hustle.
Can I say hell yes? Hell yes. It is a true hustle. You are hustling to survive. And then you're saying you are that, have that much perseverance or stubbornness or stupidity. Yeah. Who knows what it is to say, and I'm also on top
or
of
or you're a masochist.
Literally.
Say, on top of my six jobs, I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna do? Create my own work.
Yes.
And that's why I feel like, again, going back to like the whole friendship thing, it's like when you find your people and that you wanna like go get on this train with, like, we really have to make that train go. And so, like, that's also why I think I love you guys so much. Not just because I love you, but like, I think it's hard to find those partners, right? Like, I found those people in New York and I still work with them. And like, and also Brandon, like you and I have been friends. We met on the job.
Tell them, baby.
Okay. You ready, baby?
Tell them.
You ready, audience?
We met
on a contract that we do not speak of anymore.
It was so bad that it's not on either of our resumes.
I could not even tell you what we did. I knew she was there. We played love interest.
Did you sing a duet song?
No
duet. I sang to him while he was asleep at one point.
Okay. I do think that needs to be a prize on the docket.
I also remember that. I don't know if I should say this story, but I'm going to say it. But like, it was one of those contracts. You know what I'm going to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say it.
Go for it.
It was one of those contracts where like, we were just so dead. We were just dead. We were dead inside. And I had nothing left to give by the final show. Like the final show, I was just like, I have nothing left. And then the final scene, it was like the last song. I was like, I'm gonna actually try. Like, this is what I'm gonna do. I sing the final song. And Pallavi, what did you say to me?
We come off stage and I go, look at you giving me some choices.
The last show.
We were all dead physically. It was one of those. It was like a festival. It was so many things. We had no hours. Like,
did it pay? Did you get any financial compensation or just like?
I don't know. I think they bought me lunch once.
It's one of those things where we were just like.
Got a Ricola and a tissue.
Literally, like a credit, a festival. Like, we did it. And we were just so tired. It was one of those things.
But I mean, has the show gone on?
No. But what I can say is that. Like, Pallavi was one of the best things that came out of that contract.
Always in those, the worst of shows, you meet the best of friends because you go, I can't get through this without you.
And we just also clicked.
Yeah, it was fast. I mean, that whole contract was like 5 weeks. Like, it wasn't very long. And like, we were only there for like 3-4 hour a day rehearsal. So it was like a whirlwind.
Wow.
But yeah, just so you know, Matt, I also was taken shopping by Brandon within the first 4 or 5 weeks of knowing him. So,
oh my God. We those were epic shopping adventures.
And you took out a loan, right? Did you refinance your house? Is that what happened?
Do you see what I look like right now? Because this is
gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Was that up from shopping?
Actually, I don't know that it. Well, actually, maybe it was.
Maybe it was.
Stop it.
Maybe this is a Brandon.
Because we bought a paisley like blue black pant and we bought two floral tops.
No, but we went later on too. We went another time as well. And I remember This Which might one? Be actually. This is hilarious.
For our viewers at home, Pallavi is wearing this gorgeous floral with a black base.
The black undertone.
Undertone. You got some pink. You have some rose.
She is sporting lovely manicure. It is delightful, delicious,
and the lip matches
this,
the flower.
This is natural, by the way.
Oh.
Okay. You don't have to show off.
Some of these.
Sir, those. Huh?
I was chewing them this morning.
This is just my, I don't like my nail beds are actually pretty terrible. This is just what my nails grow like.
Viewers at home, Pallavi has amazing nail beds. Not a chew mark at all.
Viewers at home, Pallavi is just really nailing it in general.
Pun intended with the nailing.
Truly,
it. Yes,
truly.
Yes.
What a blessing.
I hate you both. I love you both. Okay. Okay. So we could have this party all day though. So I do want to invite a couple more people. If you didn't know, you special people who won giveaways today
yes.
Also were entered for a chance to come on to the Zoom, right? And hang out with the boo-boos.
Oh my God.
Who's it going to be?
While we're getting people prepped, we already talked about the Brooklyn video, but I would like to play said Brooklyn video so people can gather themselves before they come on for this meet and greet.
Oh my
okay.
Gosh. Yes.
Okay. So Danny, if you don't mind, let's play a bit of that video right now.
Yes. This is called When You Have to Go to Brooklyn from Manhattan.
Okay, so what you're going to need, food and water for a week.
I thought I had more flannels.
A tent, a compass, a sleeping bag, a small dog in a bag.
I thought I had more flannels.
And do you have recyclable totes?
I have plastic bags.
Are you kidding me? No plastic.
Here, we don't even play ukulele.
Neither does anyone else in Brooklyn. Absolutely not.
No more solid colors.
I'm doing this for you. Okay, so what you're going to do is that you're going to take the one train downtown to 50th Street. Then you're going to get off and walk one block west towards 50th and 80th.
It's too much.
You need to take this.
I can't take
the E train uptown, four stops to Court Square. Then you have to walk underground for at least a half a mile. Spilling everywhere.
Oh.
And then you need to take the G train towards Church Avenue, but you have to get off on Nassau Street.
There's a G train?
Yo, that slap was a real slap.
It's and
we did it like five times.
We didn't have a budget for audio afterwards, so we had to work with it, Matt.
Okay, yeah.
Are
and I would say that player? I think we had the take about three takes earlier, but Brandon was like, no, one more time.
I just need to do one more time.
I need to slap this bitch one more time.
I just need
one
to
more
do
time.
It. I need to work on it. So, you know.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to assume that our lovely Anna, our head of production, I want to give a quick shout out. I keep giving shout outs, but like before we bring on our meet and greet winner, yes. I want to give Anna a shout out because she was just promoted from a production assistant to the head of production at the show. And she is literally like, she's been my ride or die for the last 2 months because my usual co-host, the lovely Gabrielle Ruiz,
has been
on maternity leave.
Mama.
And yes, because she's with her beautiful baby girl. And Anna has just been killing it. And I'm so proud of her. Also, I want to shout out to Solaire, who's our social media queen.
Yes, Solaire.
Megan and Daniela, who are running the show as well.
Queens.
So there's a lot of people who make the show run, guys. So those $2 subscriptions I was telling you about earlier really keep the lights on over here.
It's $2.
Because I really want to pay these people, okay? So.
Yes. Amen.
Amen, baby.
All right. Thank you to the giveaway winners again, subscribers. And let's welcome our first meet and greet winner, which is Leslie.
Leslie!
Are you here?
Leslie, can you hear us?
Leslie.
We're going to welcome it. Let's beckon her onto the screen. Leslie. Are you guys going to do a beck?
Oh, Leslie. Leslie, baby, come on.
Les.
Do we see them?
Leslie, run towards the light, Leslie. Oh, we have like a tri-colored, but for the viewers at home, there's a black screen. Now, we feel like we're getting through to her. We might have to beckon some more. Oh, I see a shadow Leslie. Moving. Oh!
Yay! Okay!
Leslie! Oh my God! Hi! Oh my God! I feel like we're meeting a celebrity yes! right now.
Oh no, I'm yes. meeting a celebrity.
No, Les, you are
this
it.
Is so great.
It. Where are you right now? You look gorgeous. Are you outside? What are you doing?
Oh Lord, I am outside on my porch because my kids are eating dinner inside.
Bless you. Love a parent.
What was for, bless what was you, for mama. Dinner? What was yeah, what yeah, what was for dinner? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Just wanna see.
Oh, we got DoorDash.
That is it. That's it.
Because mom is not doing it tonight.
No.
Yeah. Mom is at no. work. Mom is working. Mom is working right now.
Mom is working. Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
It's so great to meet you too. I love you too so much.
Oh my God. You are so supportive. So Leslie has a TikTok profile called Port Mom Toe, and she comes to every one of our lives.
Everyone.
And always is giving us like in TikTok lives, you can like give like little things pop up.
I saw that. I was like, what is all of these graphics that is happening? Disco ball.
Leslie was actually the first one to ever gift us anything.
She also invented TikTok.
Yeah. It's
she
crazy.
TikTok
she did it.
We're the creator of TikTok.
She's the creator of TikTok.
Lord, I wish I would be much
quicker. But like, yeah, Leslie, whenever she gives it, it's just the best. It makes us feel so loved and special. And
you're awesome.
You, like, we appreciate you so much.
Oh, I love
you guys
that.
Just lift my heart up every time. They're so joyful and in a great mood, and I need that.
Oh, yeah.
We got you.
How old are your kids, Leslie?
I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Oh, so, God.
You are a saint.
Yes,
you
are a little saint.
You deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for world peace.
Yes,
world peace.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless you.
I need something. A drink, maybe?
Ooh, that's it.
We'll
that's
go get
it.
Drinks.
That's it. Let's go. Leslie, where are you? Like in the world.
In the world.
Where are you?
I am in Indiana.
Indiana!
No way!
That's, where your boy is, right?
Yes! Oh my God, listen.
Guys,
yeah.
I am in the middle of nowhere. Check this out. That's a bean field behind me. I'm married to a farmer. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous.
Come on, working farmer.
What's his name? Yeah. Farmer what?
Right.
Farmer what?
Farmer Joe? Farmer.
His name is Lauren, but I call him Bud.
Oh,
Farmer Bud. Farmer Bud.
We love a Farmer Bud.
Farmer Bud's kind of a hottie. I wish he was here. I'd show you.
Oh, okay. Well, we might need a sequel.
Well, like, hey, Bud, just tell Bud who said hey.
Listen, Bud, three kids, I'm sure Bud's a hottie.
Yes. He knows how to grow. He's a grower.
Yeah.
He's out there.
There you go.
Sowing seeds everywhere. Good for him. Good for Bud.
Yes, Leslie and Bud together forever. Together forever.
Oh my God, Leslie, this is so. Is there anything you need from us? Do you need to be hyped up by anything?
Anything that we can give you before, let us know, in this moment.
Or just a drink? Should we just send you some?
We'll just send you vodka.
Vodka.
Just a lot of liquor. Yeah. Well, my 14-year-old is a special needs child. Mm. And today we went to the doctor's office. She has like a wound that she needs healed. And I just need a little mom love. You know, it gets kind of discouraging. So
yes. And what's your child's name? What's your child's name?
Her name is Miranda. And then I've got Parker. And then I've got Gwendolyn.
Oh, Miranda, Parker, and Gwendolyn. Wow.
I love that.
Wow.
That sounds like.
Listen, you?
Leslie, are you listening?
Listen. You?
You?
I am.
A star. You're a star.
An absolute star.
Right, a star.
Mom of the year.
The mother that we all wish that we could be.
The mother of all mothers. Mother of the millennia.
Yeah. No big deal. Mother of the millennia.
Taking care of your incredible children. Listen, your child will heal. You will be there for your child. And that's exactly what children need. The love and support, especially that you give them, Leslie.
Yes.
You are a light. You are a powerful
true light. You are a blessing. Your kids are so lucky to have someone as amazing and iconic as you as a mom.
Are you my mom?
Can you be my mom?
Yes. Definitely.
All right. You heard it here. We're on our way to Indiana. We'll just find the bean fields.
We'll see how it.
We'll be frolicking
you
in the bean fields.
If Bud just wants to wait there for us as well, because he is a hottie, feel free.
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys can go for a tractor ride.
Amazing.
Oh. All right, we got to buy right, straw hats. We have overall get up.
We have to log off.
We're about to explode. We're all about to explode over here.
We got you, Leslie. We're thinking about you.
Yes, we're going to say we're sending you all the good vibes. Thank you. You lift us up. Thank you.
I love you guys so much.
Love you, Leslie.
It's so lovely to meet you, Leslie.
So nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. So great to meet you.
Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy DoorDash.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Let us know if you want a screenshot. Do you want a picture with us?
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
That's a picture.
Okay, wait. Now, Leslie, are we above or below you? Where are you're below us on the screen.
Yeah, so but like, when she takes a picture, where are we?
Yeah, are we screen? Above you, below you, beside you? We want to like.
I'm like in the corner of you. You're over here.
We look this way.
Are we looking at you now?
No, look down, opposite way.
Down.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
3, 2, 1.
Got it.
Yeah. Yay.
Thanks, Leslie.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
Thank you.
Love her. Love her. Oh my God, it's so cool to meet her.
That was so fun, you guys. Epic. It was so epic. Okay, should we do another?
We got another?
Let's do another.
We're surprises.
I think we should do another because that was just so good and so fun. Honestly, like everybody needs a pick me up. So do me next. No.
I will call you.
Okay, so Anna, I think we have one more. Yeah. So let's do, okay, next meet and greet winner for this show is Bianca.
Bianca. And Melina, we got a double.
We got a double. Two for one special.
Excuse me with that bow.
Excuse us with that bow.
Melina, I love it because it's subtle. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Okay, wait. So, Paolovi, we have to tell you about Bianca and Melina. Okay.
Queens, divine queens.
Just also like resourceful queens, if we do say so ourselves. So Bianca made a TikTok video that and tagged us in it saying that it was her mom Melina's birthday coming up and that she loved watching like our Hype Me Up videos. And so that she was like, I would love it. Yes. And like the homo sapien, if Brandon and Matt would make a video to surprise my mom. And then all these people started tagging us in. So I was like, what is this?
Oh my gosh.
And we saw it. And I was like, we gotta do it.
Like literally. But here's the thing though.
Tying it back to Miss Leslie.
I was in Indiana at that time. And he was in New York.
Yep.
So we were like, Matt, how do we do this?
Are we technologically savvy? Can we do it? No.
So we ended up being able to do it. Yeah, and it was like one of our favorite things to do.
It was so awesome. I am so happy. Like honestly, I kind of manifested it. If I'm being honest.
Not kind of, honey. You made that shit happy.
Look at you, baby. Now you're on the live show.
You wrote that book, The Secret. I know you did it. You did it.
I knew it was going to happen. I know. I got to get my bow ready.
Yes, listen. We love a good witch.
Oh, my God. Yes. We love it. Give us that switch energy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Thank you.
I love you. Are you all, talk to us about being, mother? You seem like you're like best friends, mother, daughter. You seem like you're like super, super close.
Yes, you guys are the cutest, the most gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Miss Gorgina.
You do not know how happy you make me every day. Every day. I show my birthday video to everybody at work. They go, Alina, that was May 17th. Can we stop now? I said, no. Not until next year, until I get another video.
Alina. It's okay, baby. We got you. We're so happy. And also, we're so happy to see people so close, like a mother and daughter.
Yeah.
They're so close. And like, there's a true friendship within
What are friends for here?
Yeah.
I'm going to point out that your video that you do, the morning one, and talk together is my absolute favorite.
I do that every morning so that I know I look good for work. And I take out the trash later. So I'm going
Oh my God. For the viewers at home, that's one of our like first big duet videos that we like are we walk into a room and it's essentially like our roommate, and we're telling them, "How dare you look so good?"
Wow,
you know, which we say. And how dare you right now, Melita, look this good.
Look, how dare you?
Who are you? Huh?
How dare
you? Who do you think you are?
Where's my bow? I didn't bring my bow.
I didn't bring my bow.
Did you bring your bow?
No, no.
I got a spare. We know wearing it the next time. I love it.
Yeah, shopping.
Oh my God. Wait, now you all are in Virginia, West Virginia?
Ashford, Virginia.
Oh my gosh. All right. Oh my God. Okay.
Love that.
Okay, well, come on down. Come on down.
I'm meeting you guys up. We're going out. It's going to be amazing.
On the town.
I see this happening because we have lunch with you every time you guys do the lunch where you're at with your coworkers. That's us.
Melita,
oh my God, wait, Melita. Melita, what do you do for work? What's your
I work. I'm a patient navigator for LMT Cancer Associates. Oh yes. Hello.
Yes.
You just got a promotion.
I got a promotion.
We love. Okay, listen, Melita.
PhD now? What's
what are you, doctor?
What's the title?
What is that?
It's just that the patient navigator, I take care of like all these new patients. Unfortunately, you know, they need help this time. And I'm there to make that transition for them and their families, helping them out when they're needing, like, you know, if they need rides or they need some copay assistance for chemotherapy.
Wow.
I'm there helping that out. And it's just amazing. And I'd be very honest with you, when people are there, this is not their best time. And you know what I do? I share my video with about you guys with them. And I know they're there, they're doing their chemo. And it's like, you know what? We're gonna smile with my friends. And they do, and I love it because you guys touch so many lives. You don't even know it. And I am just, I don't know. Thank you,
oh my gosh, Melita!
Melita, I just got chills like six times. I'm not even wearing pants, and I have
Melita,
chills.
Neither am I. This is how close we are.
Yeah.
Melita, thank you so. Like, first of all, that means so much to us. Thank you so much.
World.
I mean, what you're doing is truly the best of the best. You're helping people, and that's the best way. And times are so rough for everyone in healthcare, it's all just so hard.
Yes.
Everything is so hard. And just this little piece of you, Melita, meeting you now is just a testament on showing how much you can change people every day. Just
and how lucky for those people that they have you they're in
an
your
advocate
hands.
Like you.
An advocate.
A friend.
You.
A friend.
That is what we need. You are giving me like faith in the world and humanity. That is it. That is your spirit. That's it.
Thanks,
Melita.
Melita.
So
thank you
beautiful.
For everything that you do.
Oh my
thank
God.
You guys. Please, right. Please. I love you guys so much. And thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you. We love you. We love you.
That's it. We're coming. We'll see you in Virginia.
We'll see you in Virginia.
All right.
Let's take a picture, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Go.
Okay.
Yes.
Melita. Yeah. Yeah. So,
get the camera ready.
I think we're on a picture.
Where are we?
We're up left.
Okay. Up left?
This way? This way?
To the other side. The other side.
This way? Okay.
There you go. Got it.
Yes! You're so beautiful. I'm so glad that we met you. Thank you so much for coming
so
to this
much.
And being
Bianca,
so supportive
Melita.
And awesome. We love you. Bianca, you're rock stars.
You're rock
stars.
True rock stars.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye,
family.
Guys. Love
family.
You.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
That was truly.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh. What a love fest. I'm obsessed. Now do me. No, I'm
done. I gladly.
I think that also is just a testament. I just want to say to the followers, the community, like the Homo sapien community, like they're just like, what? Those were three just amazing people.
Also,
like
Pallavi, thank you so much for having this platform to do it. Like this is a really special platform.
So special.
That talks about a lot of like really cool things and really special things that you said in at first, like people don't talk about often.
Yeah.
So you really created a really wonderful and safe space. So thanks for that.
And for our Homo sapien peeps, Pallavi, What a Friends like, For podcast is fam.
And
that's our fam.
It's literally fam. This literal is like fam. My sister. Like, do it.
Yeah.
Please. Do it. Please.
Well, thanks for the plug, you guys, and the hype. But no, ditto. I'm always here for you guys. We've had a few talks about your future, about your brand, your platform, your show, whatever you want it to be, it will be possible. I'm on your team.
Yes.
And like I said before, when you find your people,
you got them.
Like, I mean, you make shit happen. So we know what the hustle is like. And so I'm always here for you. So, okay. All right. Let's do our last segment. Okay, I'm going to put Danny on standby. We're going to do this last piece of What Are Friends For? It's very iconic. And in the meantime, I'm going to encourage everybody to go and listen to What Are Friends For? You can listen to it on literally like 15 different podcasts.
Literally everyone.
And also, I'm going to go ahead and say something that's not technically public knowledge yet. But I'm allowed to say it because the contract was signed today. And What Are Friends For? Is moving to Elizabeth Banks's Hoo Ha Ha Podcast Network.
What?
Pallavi.
How?
I'm really glad I'm not wearing pants anymore. They would have been off. They would have been off.
They would have been done. My gosh. Wow. That is phenomenal.
Wow. How do you feel?
Yes.
You know what? This is going to sound like I'm being high and mighty, but like there's so much going on right now that I don't really have time to experience it.
That tracks. That tracks for you.
That is a working woman who gets shit done right there. That's it. Like, amazing. Next, we got this. Oh my God. Well, if we could stand 20 seconds like, in it.
Yeah, I mean, we really like to be, I'll keep it really brief. It felt like the best fit for us because it's a platform that celebrates female identifying comedy. I mean, it's like, you know, we couldn't have asked for a better place.
I mean, look at your team too. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean,
yes, we're 100% transcontinental female team.
Wow.
also like, let's just take a and give props to you. Talk about a hustler, who made shit happen. And I think that's always the most inspiring. The people who have a vision and are like, oh, there, this didn't exist and I'm going to create it and it's going to exist. And it literally is up to you. You know what I mean? And you did that. You literally did that. And look at you now.
With, of course, my partner, my partner in crime, Gabrielle Ruiz.
Gabrielle Ruiz, legend. Who is an actual legend.
Actual legend. Like, literal legend. And
That's cool stuff. But still, this Patreon channel is going to exist for exclusive episodes like this, exclusive live shows. So now you'll be able, hopefully more people will be listening to the podcast now that it's going to be on the network. But in the meantime, you have lots to look forward to on the channel itself. So let's go into our very last segment. Danny, you are up.
Hit it.
Lightning wall.
Oh, I love, who does the vocals? Was that you?
They did
the both of them?
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Ready? Here we go.
Did you just ask me?
Lightning wall.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can do it too.
Yeah. Did you just ask me that question?
I've never heard you say
that. You know what? I'm going to let
I missed you at the show with Brandon.
That's all.
I'm glad I wasn't in the audience.
You know what you did miss out? You know what I did do one time though? I did sing backup for Brandon Contreras at his solo show.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh,
best. Yes. One of the, like, literally one of my favorite things I've ever done with you. Like, literally, that was one of my favorite things in the world. Hard as hell. Hard as hell.
You worked your ass off. Your cute little butt off.
Sure did.
Anyway, okay, so this is exactly what it sounds like. It's a lightning round. Brandon's done this before, but I sort of want to there's a couple of questions in here that I would want you guys to answer for each other, kind of like the newlywed game. So I'll tell you if it's for both of you to answer like individually or if it's for each other. Okay.
Oh my God.
So first question is, actually we might be able to do all of this.
Okay.
So Brandon, you're going to answer for Matt. Okay. What does Matt have, none, one, or multiple best friends?
Multiple best friends. Have you seen him?
So does Brandon.
You can talk to a wall, and by the end of that night, the wall is like, "Hey, what are you doing later?" Like, that's who Matt is. Matt is like the best of us. Like,
both love to meet people and make new connections. It's the most beautiful thing. Like, what else is life for? You know,
This is my best friend, though. This is like my soulmate. Like, this is
They've said like the gross, you know what I mean? Like, the gross stuff, you know what I mean? Where you're like, I have something I don't know, like on my tooth. Like, will you look at this? You know what I mean? Like, that kind of coldness,
for sure. I love it. Okay. So, Matt, what is Brandon's go-to way to stay in touch?
Okay, so it's FaceTime, and if you don't answer on FaceTime, it's taking a picture of you not answering on FaceTime and shaming you on Facebook and tagging you in it.
I'm just saying, if you're my friend, you would pick up the FaceTime.
I think you've done that to me too.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, and that'll go into my question. What's his type of communication way to stay in touch? I would say FaceTime, but if he picks up his phone, he never has his phone on him ever. He's just like, and then when I'm on my phone and I always answer whenever, he's like, "You're on your phone too much," and I'm like, "You never have your phone when I need you."
I'm more of like an owl. He never kind of person.
He's never.
He's like, who is this?
He's like, literally.
I'm more like a plane in the sky that writes out a message.
His sister literally texts me and he's like, "Hey, if you're with Matt, can you please tell him to pick up his phone?" Because she knows I'm usually with him. That's how much. Gosh. That's his communication.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my anyway. Answer. All right. Moving on. in one word or hyphen, Brandon, how would you categorize Matt as a friend? So some examples of that might be he's a mama bear. He's needy. He's like the hype person. Like, how would you categorize him?
I think it's like a hybrid of mama bear, leader, hyper, hype man. Like, I think Matt is like people genuinely that just like gravitate towards Matt, and he is, and it's just who he is. Like, if we're in a group and Matt, like if Matt says, "Let's go somewhere," everyone's like, "We're going there." And like, Matt really has a way of making you feel so special and like loved and like really takes care of you. He's like, "What do you need? I will sacrifice everything of myself to give you everything that you need." And it's just, it's the best. I couldn't ask for a better friendship.
Oh. Aww. And what about Brandon, Matt?
Needy.
No, I don't know if I can put it right into hyphenates. I like, it's like this fierce, go-getter, energy, dreamer thing. We're going to go do this and we're going to have a great freaking time.
Adventure seeker, adventure doer. You know, fun is right here and it's right around the corner, and you know you're going to laugh. You know you're going to see some good things, have a good time. You know you're going to meet new people, and you know you're going to do something that you never did before, and you're going to be grateful you did it all in one. So
yeah, I would also say, like, you know, so I also feel like because of what Brandon said about Matt, about how people just gravitate towards you, I want to agree with that, because you and I have yet to like really hang out one-on-one, but like, I kind of don't, like, that's amazing to me that I just said that. Like, I feel like we've been hanging out for quite some time. Yeah. So, and not just virtually for the last year, but
literally, I don't know how tall you are. I have no idea how tall you are.
I'm 6'7".
I knew it.
No.
I also say Brandon, and you, I'm sure can attest to this, Balavi, is a cheerleader.
Oh, I was going to say, like, he is the most deliberate, intentional friend.
Yes.
Like, and just literally, like, doesn't make a move unless it means something.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's a really big honor. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
I mean it. And he's a little bitch. So
I am, folks. The listeners at home, I'm a bitch. Oh. Quote that. Can you, someone please quote that? Please put that on our content. Thanks.
Put it on a
okay. This is for you to answer on your own. What would each of you like to do better as a friend?
Nothing.
I'm pretty perfect.
So you want us to fight? Yeah, you want us to end with a fight?
Okay, great.
And breaking up here.
I think as a friend, I could like give more. I can give more of myself. Like, I wish like I can be as selfless as Matt. A lot of the times. Also, I'm laughing because Bianca in the quote just said, "I'm a bitch," quoted me and Brandon. And thank you, Bianca. But Matt is one of the most selfless humans I've ever met, but still holds his own integrity. And also, we can still talk about the things that like he needs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if, like, let's say if he's wrong and needing something, or like, let's say, no, I mean, we're able to like discuss that and like, oh, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
And I wish I could give more.
Well, and then what I'll say about, well, I don't know, with B, what I love is like, I want that like quiet confidence and belief in yourself. Like Brandon, like what I love is like, even just like, we're talking today about negotiating and like job things, and just the way that he's like, "I'm worth it. Yes, yeah. I'm worth this." And
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
And that is something that like, I think in our business, in our world, is a really hard quality to find when you're like, it's literally self-worth.
You want to find that?
I want to find that and think that would be better.
I get where you're going with that. Like, meaning like you raising your own self-worth within yourself actually is beneficial to your friendships.
Right. And I think that also helps you to like the power of vulnerability, sharing more, right? It's like, you know, Brene Brown says, like, the people who earn the right to hear your story, you know what I mean? And it's like,
you mean the second most listened to podcast underneath What Are Friends For?
Yes.
It's a little small. It's a small podcast.
Yeah.
Small show. and of course, our final last iconic question, each of you can answer on your own. Brandon, what are friends for?
I was like, what's the last question?
My God. Friends are for healing. Friends are for comfort. Friends are there to grow with you and to teach you more about yourself than you ever have. Friends are a mirror.
I was going to say that friends are like there to reflect back what you're giving.
Let me ask you though, Matt, I'm going to let you have your own moment. Oh, okay. So Matt, what are friends for?
Well, tying in with mirror analogy, I think that friends, they are a mirror. They reflect back what you put out into the world and they help you grow with it. And they are there to let you know maybe what you're presenting is something that's different or hard. And they're also there to, they're there to catch you. They're there to catch you when you fall. They're there to be not just like to give you grace when maybe you can't give it to yourself. Mm. They're there to, like we do, to pick you up, to hold you when you just need to be held, to just like some, to give advice and then to sometimes not have to give advice and just to be there to be like, yeah, this sucks, but you're not alone in it. And like, that's worth the world.
What are friends for?
That's what friends for.
Yeah. Who needs you both.
I love you. We love you, Palavi.
We love you. We love you so much.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. And hopefully we'll be able to do it again. Maybe we can do like a proper pod episode and really spill some other tea.
Literally our dream.
And then Billy will be like in the audience. Yeah. Guest star. You get a partner guest star. And I'll find a partner.
Partner by that time.
Give me the date and I got to go find it. I'll figure it out.
Yes, please do follow you these days. Most of the people here are here for you, so they already know where to find you. But, you know, what do you have coming up that you can plug?
Oh my God. Well, we're dropping a video tomorrow. Hopefully.
Your merch.
Oh, merch. Yes.
We have hoodies. We have
mugs.
Yes.
We have
t-shirts. We just dropped some baby onesies. Little proud homo sapiens.
Does the onesie come in my size?
Absolutely.
We're going to put in that special order right now.
That's it. It fits everyone, an adult person's thigh.
Yeah. Please check out our merch. Everything is with our link in our bio. And you can also find resources for activism and abolition and
LGBTQIA plus
resources.
Yeah.
Yes.
And donation centers.
Yes.
For sure. And as always, you can subscribe to this channel. Like I said, we do give a portion of proceeds to Broadway for Racial Justice. Last month, we raised a good chunk of money for COVID relief in India. So we're trying to always also level up in our allyship as well over on What Are Friends For. So please do subscribe to the channel. There's a lot to see there. The Priyanka show that the guys talked about is on the Patreon channel. We had the cast of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend for Christmas this past year. Hopefully we're going to be able to release the name of our names of our guests next month as well. So, and like I said, we're moving over to a network, the Elizabeth Banks's Hoo Ha Ha Podcast Network. So we are going to continue to put all the exclusive content on this
huge
page.
News.
All right.
Huge news.
All right.
Yes.
So with that, I love you both again. And I think we should dance it off with our credits. Let's dance it off, you guys. Here we go. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I love you all.
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This episode was produced by Team Access Productions and Fastenable Inc. Our supervising producer is Philip Sanchin.
Our consulting producers are Kathleen Cho and Rose Harwood.
Lead production assistant is Anna Daneker. Digital content director is Susie Cabello. Our production assistants are Daniela Arevia Vega, Solaire Olson, and Megan Billadou.
Our podcast artwork is created by Aishwarya Sukesh, original music by Joey Sherman, and special thanks to Irresistible Force Publicity and Hari Zabitala.
Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening now. This helps our show's visibility and helps us keep making it for you.
And find us on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at WAFF Podcast. That's W-A-F-F Podcast. To find links to our exclusive vodcasts, live shows, shop merch, or even text us, visit WAFFpodcast.com.
We truly appreciate you all checking in with us online. But you know that friend that you've been like, I really haven't checked in with them in a while? Go do that.
Yeah.
Go do it right now.
Do it!
Bye!